Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise. Yes, we are live. We are this month. It's crazy. We're live, then we're not, then we're live, then we're not, then we're live for a while anyway. But today we are live. I am in studio. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I didn't hear anything. Let's try.
That's my fault.
There we go. Wait, you're
well,
off.
When I was testing it, I forgot to put it back on air.
Yeah, he's off for 1 week. And he forgets everything.
Yeah.
You forget the gazillion buttons there that I don't think half of them. I think it's all for show, half of those buttons on the board.
It is. Yeah. Just to make it look nice.
Right. We made it through Thanksgiving. Mine was very quiet. You had a gazillion people over.
Yeah. There was normal people running around the house.
And you had one 20-pound turkey.
Well, we had a 14-pound and we didn't think it would be enough. So we went to Costco and got another one and it happened to be a 20-pound.
How long do you even cook a 20-pound turkey?
I don't know because I cooked the 14 pound and I ended up frying it, which I've never done before.
Oh, did you like it?
It was pretty good.
It was
good.
Yeah, they say the frying kind of keeps some moisture in there. I went and got a honey baked ham, a little one. I was lucky. I didn't have this long line. I sort of walked in the door and I already had a reservation. The deal is to call them first and get this reservation number from them.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you do that. They give you a number, and they let all those people go in to get their hams, and people who didn't have the number, they gave them a number and told them they had to come back the next day.
Oh.
So everybody, I guess the line would be a mile long the next day, but when I was really lucky, I spent about 20 minutes, and you know what? It was fine. Actually, the ham was better a day or so later.
Was it?
Yeah, there's more flavor then than the day of Thanksgiving. So we had a ham and just a bunch of stuff, and that was it. Very low-key, very quiet. Not a whole bunch of stuff.
The turkey, the second turkey that nobody touched, it was extremely dry.
Oh.
But I didn't want to waste it, so we were trying to figure out ways. So we had made a few different things. We did like a turkey pot pie. Like, we made one.
Yeah.
And we made some turkey enchiladas. And so we tried to use as much of it as we could, but we couldn't use it all.
But at least you did use some. Yeah, because you could always, there's so many things you can do with the meat. So you got, yeah. So I don't know. No offense to anybody who loves honey baked ham. I just don't think for the $22 I spent on this little tiny ham that, and me having to wait in line for 20 minutes to get the thing, even just 20 minutes, I don't know, there's a lot of twos in there, 22, a couple pounds, 20 minutes, so I'm thinking, probably not. But anyway, I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We want to thank Swiss Donuts for our donuts today for our guests. Today's show is presented by Diane Williams and Associates. Real estate is so hot in the valley right now. Tell you where I live, I'm always looking around. There's these in escrow sale pending signs popping up here and there. But if you're looking for a country club living or just, you know, the home of your dreams, Diane Williams and Associates, they're the ones to call. Now, this past week, I did quite a few things, actually. Went to Wild Lights, the opening of Wild Lights, which, you know what? Better. Remember the last couple of years, people were saying, you know, we want a ton of Christmas lights. That's what it's all about.
And that's what it was?
Well, this year, they added a whole bunch more lights again. They had those more of those Lumineer animals. I posted them on Facebook, which were really beautiful. They light up from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
And they were gorgeous. They had more of those. They had the little train running, all sorts of stuff going on. So I have to say that I kind of thought they lost a little, you know, fell off the rails a little bit the last couple of years. This year, Living Desert Wild Lights, back on track.
That's awesome.
Yeah, go. But now I want everyone to remember that they have cut down the amount of time. It used to be open all the way till January 1st. Now it is open the week before Christmas, the weekends leading up to the week before Christmas, and then that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When Christmas is over,
it's done.
That's done. So, and we do have some tickets to give away to Wild Lights at the Living Desert. And I also went to the PGA, Southern California Desert Chapter PGA, where I received my award for the Media Person of the Year.
That's awesome. Like, I was thought you were just going to say you went, and I was like, okay, well, wait.
Yeah.
You're receiving an award.
I received the award. So thank you to everybody out there. Thank you for all the really kind words, all the congratulations. I really appreciate that. So it was fun. It was fun. I met a lot of people in the industry, knew a lot of them, but met some new ones. So for the golf show that's on Saturday between 10 and 11 on Team 1010, our sports station.
Right.
So it's just helped with to make the golf show even better. So did that last night, went downtown to the Parade of Lights.
Yeah, I went down there and dropped Jasmine off.
Oh, you didn't stay?
No.
Okay.
No,
now, did you
just a mess in there.
Believe her when she called and said, Dad, it's still going?
Well, you know what? I thought that was funny because I was supposed to pick her up from her location to pick her up was at 6:45. And so I looked and she was still like, She looked like she was still in the staging area.
Oh,
like,
she was in the parade.
Yeah, she went. She was in the parade.
Oh, well, who was she with?
She was with her school. She was with her school band.
Oh, okay.
Somebody. I don't know who it was, but somebody from her school.
Okay. Well, the parade had, we had bands from different countries. I have to say, I love a parade, but I realized for the first time that sometimes a parade can be a little too long.
Was it just really long?
And this one just seemed to keep going and going. And I noticed by the time it was finally over, it started at 5:45 and I think it was over at 8 o'clock or something.
Wow.
Yeah. That a lot of people had left.
Yeah. Cause when I picked her up, I picked her up probably about 7:30 and everybody was leaving. I thought the parade was over.
Yeah. No, it was not over.
Wow.
It's still, but that's, it just
kinda, like, yeah, everybody was walking away and carrying chairs and families. That's strange. I didn't realize it wasn't over.
Yeah, it was getting kind of cold.
Yeah, it was getting
all of a sudden the weather was 73 all the way until I don't know, probably 6:45 or something, maybe even 7. Then all of a sudden it started getting cold. So just standing there or sitting there, we were sitting there. We were in front of the 500 on the corner of Ramon and Palm Canyon, the starting point of the parade. So we saw people coming from all directions.
That's where I dropped her off.
The buildings lit up in red and green. It's beautiful for Hanukkah. It's going to be blue and white, just gorgeous. But we all said, as much as I love a parade and I love Christmas lights and I like all that, we all were going, it's still going? Yeah. So I don't know. I think maybe I'm going to think about that for Borrego Days as well, because they really wanted to get 100 entries in there. And right now we have about 85 or so. And it just seems really nice.
Yeah.
It seems comfortable. But last night just kept going on and on.
I'm just still blown away that you said it wasn't done. Because like I said, I mean, not just a couple. There was crowds of people walking.
Walking.
That's so weird.
Yeah. When we started in front of the building, there was 5 deep of people,
right,
all in the streets and all over, everywhere, watching the parade.
Uh-huh.
By the time we had put our chairs, and we kind of got behind all these people, so we had to stand up and watch it. But after about an hour and a half, these people were all gone, so we just moved the chairs up to the front. And then when we saw Santa sitting there waiting to go, and so we said, well, you know, I think that's enough. Yeah, which was kind of sad, because there were still a few little bands.
Right,
there were
some
bands left around the corner that hadn't gone yet. So I don't know. Anyway, great job, though, Palm Springs. You brought them from all corners of the world for the parade. But I think now you have to sit back and say, was it just a little too long?
Yeah, because did the pace seemed okay?
No, that was another thing. We said that, too. It seemed like the pace, for some reason, last year I felt it moved really fairly quickly. Not quickly, but very consistent.
Right.
You know, boom, 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 right, with a little lag time. This time there seemed to be a lot of lag time in between the big bands going and then the floats. And I don't know if that was
had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Maybe they had the band stop in front of a judging stand and perform each time. I don't know.
Yeah, that could have been.
It was just a little bit different. But again, it was a great parade. Tons of people. So, but just like I say, when that many people leave before it's over, then you know maybe it was just a little bit too long. Yeah. All right. We have some prizes today. The number to call is 760-440-8255. Yesterday I was on KESQ. I talked about the quartzite trip. We picked the winner for the Kona Kai Resort, and that was Ellen Perosh. Yes, she's a businesswoman here in the Coachella Valley, and she entered and won. So Alexandra drew her name, so congratulations to her. I have some other winners I have to pick on the. We always have contests that are free on the website, so be sure and go there. Next week I'll be going to New York, so we'll hear all about that when I get back. And let's see, something I want to talk about, shopping real quick for the holidays. Sean, did you start your Christmas shopping yet?
I did, but I've just been doing it online.
Online. So a retail trade group estimates that people who shopped both online and in stores from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday spent more than those who stuck to one or the other.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, they said the National Retail Federation estimated Tuesday that more than 174 million Americans shopped in stores and online during those 5 days, higher than the previous 164 million forecast. The group finds that those who shopped online and in the stores spent $82 more on average.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, there's a lot. I think it's because they have a lot to offer online.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like the stores are trying to keep up with online is what it is, really, because they can offer anything.
Oh, I want to touch it person and look at it and think about it. I don't know. And plus,
I am like that too.
I've had so much fraud that I'm afraid to do anything practically online half the time with all the problems I've had.
That's valid. That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
Too.
So I just.
But I'm like you. I do a lot of things. I feel like I need to kind of touch and feel. And
yeah.
Get the vibe. I don't know.
And look at it.
Sometimes I'm just like, I need it now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. So I'm sticking to my guns. I haven't bought one thing because I'm waiting to go to New York and see if I can find some fun things
some cool
there.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. All right. We're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have Maureen Bowen from the Coachella Valley History Boren. Excuse me. I don't know why I put Bowen. It's Boren. From the Coachella Valley History Museum. She's going to join us and tell us a little bit about what's going on there for the season and coming up quickly. All right, folks. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and the new 100.9 FM. Sean forgets it, and I always forget. I always have to think of those numbers a couple times. What is it again? So it's 100.9 FM. And of course, we are streaming live with our free phone app. Now, I do have lots of things later on in the show that I'm going to talk about, including what's going on at Bjelsen's and Coachella Valley Volkswagen, all sorts of stuff. But this segment right now is presented by the 500, Palm Springs only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and the boardroom at Alia Gallery 500, all right there inside the 500. And they do have free charging stations for your car. First 30 minutes is free, and then it's whatever. I think it's a couple bucks for however they do all that. So there you go. Joining us in studio now is Maureen Boren. She is with the Coachella Valley History Museum. You've been on the show before. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Francois, and good morning. That's a beautiful December day.
Yeah, we are just loving our Coachella Valley here right now. This is what we wait for through the summer. And then,
well, the thing is, we have to get ourselves wrapped around the holidays that come.
I know. And they're here. In summer, Maureen, we're always talking about what's coming up this season, all the things you have going on at the Coachella Valley History Museum. Now it's here.
It's here. And we've been busy little elves, I'll tell you. And just to get you into the holiday spirit, we have a special thing that we're trying this year. We haven't done before. It's a whole week long evening event called Christmas by Candlelight. And it starts tonight, and it goes until the 10th, the following weekend. We're open 5 to 9, and when you come, you will see a visual delight of lights everywhere. We even have lights up on our water tower. We have a multitude of Christmas trees. Each one is different, and I think you need to come and see the shoe tree.
Oh, I love a shoe. Is it a shoe or it's a tree with a bunch of shoes on it?
It's a tree with a bunch of shoes. Ooh, and like it's that. Called Shoe in the Holidays.
How fun.
And we had a group of people, different people in the valley, many of whom are crafters and artists, each create a shoe. And so you will see no two shoes are alike. And it's in our atrium of our 1927 adobe home that sits on the campus.
Well, and I love all these things that get us into the holiday spirit because we still are in the desert and there's no snow and there's no rain. But I love all the lights. You can make Christmas anywhere in the world, and we're doing it right here. So that is how fun is that? Now, are you auctioning off the trees at the end? Or
No, we're not auctioning off the trees, but that's a great idea, Francois.
Yeah,
we'll put that in the hopper for next year.
I want the shoe tree. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love the shoe tree. I think that's going home with me.
Okay.
But over in our Date Museum, we have a large auditorium, which we call Medjool Auditorium, and we have created a winter wonderland in there. We have a huge snow tree in the center, and around it, the Coachella Valley Railroaders have provided a beautiful Polar Express train setup. And so the children will really enjoy this. We also have gingerbread houses on display all around the room. We'll have hot cider. And we also have a Christmas craft that can be done by families or anyone that wants to. There'll be lots of things going on. In our 1909 schoolhouse, which is also on the site, we have created a vintage Christmas trees. and all sorts of old-fashioned ornaments and toys, and in the center, a giant teddy bear tree. And we have students from Cal State San Bernardino who are our ambassadors, and there will be students there every evening starting tonight, and from 5 o'clock to 8:30, they will be reading Christmas stories. So it is a very family-friendly, but it's wonderful for everyone.
Okay, and this is running this week from today to the 10th.
Tonight until the 10th.
Till the 10th.
Every evening and from 5 to 9, and it will be only $5 an adult, $3 for children 6 to 12, and 5 and under are free.
Okay, now tell everyone where the Coachella Valley History Museum is. Some people, they've heard it. You've been in the paper a lot with the water tower and different events you have going on. It's a great, great facility, but exactly where is it for those who aren't sure?
Okay, well, the Tamale Festival is going on right down in Old Town Indio, and we are at the entrance to Old Town Indio on Miles Avenue. And our address is 82616 Miles Avenue. We're right next to a huge park. If you go down Miles, you cannot miss us. We're on the left. And as I see, you'll see the lights.
We'll see the lights. Well, I am going to make sure that that is posted on the Traveling with Francois website. So I'm keeping that card that you brought. So we'll get that on there. So if you missed out exactly where it's going to be or exactly where the Coachella Valley History Museum is, not to worry. I'll have it posted on the Traveling with Francois website. It'll be up there by tomorrow, and you can just check it out. And your website, though, link is really easy, too, for directions.
Yeah, it's cvhm.org, and it has a map. It shows where we are exactly, and we are easy access right off the freeway. You can take Monroe off-ramp and make a left on Miles, or you can come right down 111 and easily access to it.
Okay. So, again, that's Christmas by Candlelight, folks. That's December 3rd. Starts today through December 10th from 5 to 9 p.m. Go and get in the holiday spirit. Oh, I just love all this. All right. You have a few other things going on.
Oh, we have so many things that have been going on. We just finished our very, very successful Dia de los Muertos event, which, talk about lights. Oh, my gosh, that was beautiful. And you'll see images of that on our website and Facebook page, but we also have an ongoing exhibit inside our 1927 Doctor's Adobe, and it's called Women Behaving Badly for Good.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And what we've done is we've selected women from the past who were barrier breakers, and these are people like Ruth Hardy, Pearl McCallum, Corky Larson, Jackie Cochran, the 1958 All-Women's Tribal Council of the Aguascalientes, Zadie Bunker, who had the first garage in Palm Springs. All of these women broke barriers. And then we also have invited women's groups from around the valley to nominate a member of their organization that they feel fits that category. So you'll be able to access information about additional nominees. And this exhibit is open all the way through next year. And our museum is open from Thursday through Monday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 4. Sunday, 1 to 4. We're just an afternoon event on Sunday. And Monday, 10 to 4. And it's a wonderful exhibit. I think you will learn a lot, and it's a great one to bring your girls to. It's very empowering.
All right. Well, sounds fantastic. You have a lot. Of course, the season's here. That means things are going to be going on all season long. Well, actually, you're going on all year long at the Coachella Valley History Museum. What year did the museum open, Maureen?
We actually opened 1984.
1984. And you go how far back into the history of the Coachella Valley does this museum go?
Well, we actually have the archives for the date industry, and it goes back before the turn of the century.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have things from the mid-1800s in our archives.
It's fantastic. Really, this is a great place to take your visitors that come in and they start asking you all these questions about the Coachella Valley. And you're going, okay, let's just go to the Coachella Valley History Museum is what I'd say and do that. And you have the old water tower and such great things there at the History Museum. And it's open, again, Thursday
Through Saturday, 10 to 4, mm-hmm. Sunday, just in the afternoon,
yep.
1 to 4, Monday, 10 to 4.
Okay, and then close Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah,
right.
And in the summer, we're open on Fridays and Saturdays.
All right, so you guys do such a great job there and have so many things ongoing all the time at the Coachella Valley History Museum. You don't want to miss it, folks. And admission to just go to the museum, is there an admission fee?
There is. It's $12 for adults and seniors, I believe, are $8, and then children are free.
Okay, good job, Maureen. And you've been part of the museum for how long?
Oh, about 15 years, but 15. I was a member before that. When we moved the 1909 schoolhouse on the site, that was my baby. I love it. And we bring all sorts of children in, third graders. We bring over 2,000 school children through the museum, and we do an enactment with them in the schoolhouse. So they actually are in the schoolhouse doing what children would have done in 1909.
Well, again, Coachella Valley History Museum, you don't want to miss it, folks. Their website is cvhm.org, and the phone number I have here is 760-342-6651.
Right,
does
and there should be right? someone there during the weekdays from 8 to 4.
All right. Maureen, thank you so much.
Thank
Happy
you,
holidays
Francois.
To you.
Also yourself.
Yes, I'll be
I'll
over there to see all the
I look forward to seeing
lights.
You soon.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside for just a couple minutes for some news and a few sponsors updates. And when we come back, we're going to have a couple youths. That's a hard word to say, youth, in here to talk about the Town Hall, how the Town Hall series affects them. We have a lot more coming up. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today. Now, today we're doing something completely different. You know how I am about that. There's so much youth, so much talent in this Coachella Valley, and we have such incredible youth here that are doing such amazing things, and it just gets better and better and better. Recently, I heard about the Youth Town Hall, and I bet a lot of you have no idea what that's even about. Of course, we have all the speaker series, we have the different town halls, we have a lot of things for adults when it comes to speakers and the lectures in the town halls, but we sometimes forget that we have so many youth in this valley that are just as interested and fascinated with all that's going on. So joining us in the studio, we have a couple people. We have Becky Kurtz. Hi, Becky.
Good morning, Francoise.
We have Shan Vo from Cathedral City High School.
Good morning.
Hi, and we have Andrea Rojas, and she is from Cathedral City High School. Hi.
Hi.
All right. So, Becky, explain to us, since you are the leader here, because you work with the Town Hall series. What's the exact name is?
Yes, it's Desert Town Hall.
Okay, Desert Town Hall. You've been working with that for quite a while, but you also have the Youth Town Hall. Now, explain to everybody what that's about.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, everybody knows about Desert Town Hall, and we have four featured speakers every year. But many of the 2,000 people, even in our audience, don't know about the Youth Town Hall portion that happens prior to the speaker taking the main stage. So we have the opportunity with each of these world personalities with us for the evening, and we invite 22 area high schools to bring their students. We have room for 150. They bring their students ahead of time. They get there about 4 o'clock, check in. We have a speaker who kind of sets the stage and gets the kids paying attention. They get a buffet dinner, and then the 150 students will listen to our featured speaker ahead of the main stage.
Wow.
And oftentimes it's the speaker's favorite part of the program. We ask them not to repeat any of the remarks that they're going to make from the main stage because our mm-hmm. students will hear those. But we want them to offer something unique to our students, maybe how they chose their education path, which classes did they choose, how did they choose their career path, and where did that take them. And the students seem to get a lot out of it, as you'll hear this morning.
Becky, and I want to ask real quick, when you first started this, was the interest in the students there? And then as this program evolved, do you find out now that you could have certainly a lot more than 150 students involved?
Oh, we sure can. We sure can. We're building interest, and thank you to programs like yours. It exposes the kids to the opportunity that's available. So we have, as I mentioned, we have room for 150 students for four programs. So that's 600 students who are part of Youth Town Hall every season.
Well, that is fantastic. I'm so excited to hear about this. Well, I'm going to talk to the youth that's in the room now. Andrea Rojas is with us. She's a sophomore at Cathedral City High School. Andrea, when you first heard about this program, did you go, I don't know. Were you interested right away? Was it one speaker that grabbed you? How did that all come about?
I was interested I heard of it because I heard it from an ambassador from the year prior. So she told me her whole experience about it, and I was just hooked immediately because she presented the ex-president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon. So when she told me that she got the chance to meet with him, I was just there ready just to meet anyone, honestly.
Oh, anyway, you didn't have a favorite in mind that you said, once you saw the list of speakers that you said, that's the person I want to hear from?
Well, when she told me about it, I didn't know the list, but then afterwards, I saw the whole list, and I was just ready to meet anyone there. They were all, pretty, big people in their own career, so it's just exciting just to know that I'll be in the same room with them.
Oh, that is just great. Now, you won a scholarship for $250?
Yeah, I did.
And what was the scholarship for?
For just being an ambassador. So after doing the whole speaker series, afterwards they just have you, they ask you what did you learn from it? What did you get out from it? And then you just fill a quick application, I guess you can call it. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, a month, they just tell you, thank you for your help with it, and then they kind of just give you this small gift, I guess.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Congratulations to both of you. And Shan Vo, you are a junior at Cathedral City High School, and you won a $1,000 scholarship. So I'm going to ask you the same question. When you first heard about the Youth Town Hall, was it one speaker that made you want to go, or was it the program as a whole?
Well, to be completely honest, I was very hesitant on applying because I do know from a prior student that it is very competitive to get in or get accepted by the program. But I felt if I didn't shoot my shot or if I didn't apply, then I would end up regretting without understanding what the experiences are. So I went in the application and I talked about how much I want to learn from the experience and how much I hope to gain from it, rather than feeling I don't have the abilities to be part of the program. So once I did get accepted into the program, I felt I learned a lot about myself as a leader and as an individual and how to better my speaking abilities. And I also felt from the student engagement, I felt more confident in what I want to stand for and what I hope to achieve in the future.
So from what I'm getting, you have to apply to be part of this. There's an application process. What, do you write an essay? Do you just answer questions? How does that work?
Maybe I can jump in here. We're talking about Youth Town Hall, and that's where we have 150 students. They're invited from the 22 area high schools, and they just come and attend and nice evening. But we found through the years, as you've mentioned, always improving the program, Francoise, we've learned through the years that the kids can run the program. Mm. So we started what we call Youth Ambassadors. So we invite the students' applications. And it really is peer-led. So we choose 15
ambassadors. These ladies right
both
here.
Both of these ladies. And the adults, don't do a thing. They start from directing their students from the parking lot, showing them where to go, bring them into the room. They interact with them so everyone feels comfortable. They introduce the speakers. Mm-hmm. For instance, Shan Vo got to introduce the astronaut Scott Kelly this year.
Exciting. How exciting. So now I want to ask each of you, what have you pulled so far from this experience? How long, Andrea, how long have you been part of the Youth Town Hall? Is this just 1 year that you've been part of it or before?
It's just 1 year.
Just 1 year.
Yeah. Okay. For being an ambassador, you have one term.
Okay, one term. 2017, what have you pulled from this experience?
a lot of things. I think the one that like most impacted me from it was beforehand I was very like closed-minded, like I had my own opinions, I didn't like listening to others, but like this whole event
that's okay.
There's so many people from the Valley who come, so I heard so many different opinions that kind of made me realize like I'm not the only one, and there's mm-hmm. like a lot more that other people think about.
Well, good, that's great. And now it's different youth. Becky Kurtz is with us as well. Different youth will be going each year, right? So that's
correct.
These ladies are done now that their year's over.
They
have to start their own youth town hall now if they want to keep it going.
They served their term as ambassadors, but they're welcome back this next year to come with their schools and be part of youth town hall.
All right.
Just an honored guest.
And Shan Vo, and I'm saying your first and last names too, so people know who you are. You're celebrities in your own right. What did you pull now that the experience is over with? I know it said you helped become a little bit better of a speaker, but was there something that really surprised you about the program that you just didn't think you would get out of it and you did?
Well, I think from meeting all the students from all around the Coachella Valley, you learn a lot about where their backgrounds are and what they stand for and their opinions. And I think through the student discussions, we learned a lot about their way of thinking. And I think it made me more empathetic towards other people's situations, as well as to be more considerate of their opinions also. And then aside from the actually introducing Captain Scott Kelly, I learned a lot about his own emotional and like physical toll that he went through when he was in space. And I think that gave me a lot of more like motivation to put things into perspective of what I should be trying to achieve and what I should go for. And I think from just him giving his own personal advice and his like learning firsthand from his like own opinion to the students, that impacted us the most because it felt as though he was giving us his like candid opinion and candid experience. And I think that was the most meaningful part of the experience.
Okay. Now, for parents out there, we have a lot of adults that listen to the show, and they've heard of the program, the Youth Town Hall. They might have heard their children mention it, and then the kids didn't mention it anymore or whatnot. What would you say to those parents to encourage, and Shan, I'm going to ask you first, to encourage their kids to try to be part of the Youth Town Hall?
Well, overall, it is a learning experience. You won't lose anything from applying or being part of the program. And I feel that from the student engagement, you're learning along with your peers rather than feeling like you're learning it on your own. And you're learning a lot about these great role models firsthand. It's from your own experience rather than learning it through a screen or reading about it. And I think from the experience itself in person and engaging with other students, you have so much to gain from it. Leadership skills, bettering your speaking abilities. And I think overall, it's a very beneficial experience that I hope everyone will attend.
All right. Thank you. And Andrea, what would you think parents should say to their children that have talked about it, but they haven't been, but you think they ought to go?
I think if they're hesitant of becoming an ambassador, at least just go to one of the events and just see how it runs. Because I remember last year, we had one student, I can't remember from what high school, but he came to every event. And he tried to ask a question to Scott Kelly, but he never got to it. But he came every event. He, like, interacted with everyone. And so this year he's applying to become an ambassador. So I think if just coming to one event, you learn the whole vibe of it. And then afterwards you can apply once you're, like, you feel more secure about it.
All right. Thank you both so much for being on the show. Becky, one last quick question to you. How do people find out about the Youth Town Hall program? Is there somewhere to go, or it just has to go through the school system?
The best place to go is www.deserttownhall.org. We have everything there under a heading called Youth, including applications.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. I hope to have more students back on the show. How does that sound? Sounds
great.
Good.
All right. We'll be back.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Well, that was fascinating. Didn't they do a great job?
Yes.
I don't think I could talk like that when I was in high school.
I know I couldn't. Yeah. I don't know if I can still.
So. Yeah. I really don't think I was not really one of those to be up in front of I did dance. I did do some dance, but what is it? I don't even remember what the heck we called it then. But yeah, but not speaking, not so much speaking that I can recall. Anyway, they did a great job. So what a wonderful program that we have here in the Coachella Valley, the Youth Town Hall. Hopefully Jasmine will want to get involved in something like that.
That's funny. I was thinking about that too.
Yeah, when she gets, is she in high school yet?
No, she's in eighth grade.
Okay, so when she gets in high school, the program is doing really well. All right, we want to talk a little bit about our sponsors real quick. And remember, all the events that I don't talk about will be on the website, Traveling with Francoise. I have free events coming up. I have events that you pay for. We're going to kind of try to whip through a lot of these. I also have two tickets to Wild Lights at the Living Desert. If you would like to win those and you have not have one in the last 30 days, give us a call right now at 760-440-8255 for two tickets to Wild Lights at the Living Desert, and I will mail those out to you. 760-440-8255. All right, Coachella Valley Volkswagen, the official transportation sponsor of Traveling with Francoise, they were in the parade last night in Palm Springs with a old VW and a new one, so fun for them. Also, Renova Energy, they had a big old balloon that they were carrying down the street, so they were in the parade having a good time. So Renova Energy does a great job. Formerly Renova Solar, now Renova Energy. Tony Q, our knife sharpener, he is back in action, and I know some of you have been calling him and getting your knife sharpened. You might want to do it before the holidays are here and you're in the kitchen, you know, working even more on the big Christmas dinner and New Year's party and all that sort of stuff. So give Tony a call at 310-365-5444 and arrange to get all your knives sharpened. Braille Institute, they have their holiday boutique coming up. Let's see, the holiday boutique is on Monday, December 11th from 10 to 2 p.m. It is free. Go on over there. They're going to have a lot of fun stuff. They also have some other certain specials events going on at the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. B. Olson's Jewelers. If you haven't had any jewelry appraised, get it done. Go to B. Olson's Jewelers. Let them appraise your jewelry. I just had some that I've had for a long time appraised, and I don't know why I had no idea the value of it. So it's kind of nice to know what your pieces are worth, especially for insurance purposes and things like that. So B. Olson's Jeweler, they appraise jewelry. They have all the certifications in the world. They do a great job there. Plus, if you're into pearls now, they have a holiday pearl event coming up. 3 days only, December 7th through 9th. These are like the largest selection of pearls available. B. Olson's Jewelers, lower level of the gardens in El Paseo, 760-340-4221. And that will be on the website. Sean, we have a winner.
Yes, you do. You have Houston from Palm Springs.
Okay. Houston. Hey, Houston, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Well, we're just kind of rolling along here. The show's really going fast. Oh, how are you today?
I am great.
Fan.
You wouldn't believe what I'm doing. I'm ironing.
Oh.
I know. Don't say anything.
No.
I'm an ironer.
I wish I could iron. Houston, if I iron anything, I burn holes in it. It looks more wrinkled when it's done than when I started. So Jeannie at Country Club Cleaners, I take it all over there and say, press only, please. And she laughs and she does it for me. So, but maybe
you
I should
bet.
Just call you.
So what I do is I listen to you and I iron.
That's all right. I like that.
Well, now okay, wait a minute. I also have, you know, a Bud Light. But, you know, hey.
Hey, whatever works. You know, I would be drinking probably tequila or something if I was ironing. You have just won two tickets to Wildlife at the Living Desert. It's really a ton of fun. Go and have a great time.
Oh, my God. I haven't been there in years.
Well, you will love it. Like I say, it's just, and they have that gigantic train set. I love their train set. Walk all over the park because they have animals out and everything. It's just going to be a lot of fun. So I will get those tickets in the mail to you tomorrow.
Thank you very, very much.
You're more than welcome. Congratulations and happy ironing to you, Houston.
You got it.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Stay on the line. Make sure Sean has all your information, okay?
You got it.
Thank you. All right, Indian Ridge Country Club. Now, if you live there, they had complimentary flu shots going on there. So, see, you might want to live at Indian Ridge Country Club. They think of everything over there. Also, expert repairs by Joseph at the Westfield Mall, top level between the food court and Macy's. He has a bunch of musical clocks, a great Christmas present. If you're trying to, you know someone who loves the clocks that are on the walls, go there. He has an incredible selection. That's expert repairs by Joseph. We've had Joseph on the air before. We're going to have him back on. Westfield Mall, top level. Of course, they have all sorts of other great things there. They also fix eyeglasses. If you broke those metal frames, they can fix them. They do also, they fix all sorts of jewelries and things. So you have a really great selection on this show of people to work with. So remember to tell them that you heard about it on Traveling with Francoise. Okay, Command One Security. Get those secure systems going as our season gets busier and busier and our valley gets more crowded and crowded. We also have Desert Entertainer if you want to know what's going on. Thai Smile, they are still closed between 2:30 and 4:30 every day. I'll touch base with them again, make sure they didn't change those hours. But they are open for lunch from 11:30 to 2:30 and then dinner from 4:30 to 9 p.m. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage, they are now on El Paseo in case you were gone for a while and got back and didn't know. And, of course, McDonald's. They have so many great things going on, and they have all their lattes and coffees and their chicken nuggets. And they also they deliver now. Yes, McDonald's delivers. So Uber Eats, what, you have a party? You want them to bring over a ton of McNuggets or something? I don't know. To me, a big plate of French fries would work for me. I just call McDonald's, and they will deliver for you. So, of course, Dick Shell Hub has all the McDonald's here in the Coachella Valley, and they do such a great job. So McDonald's might be your go-to place as well. All right, weekly freebies brought to you by Country Club Cleaners. Genio over there, 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention Traveling with Francoise. I don't think, Sean, there's been any snow on the mountains yet.
I don't think so either.
No. So that means the snow guessing contest is still open. You can still sign up for that. The Opera Guild, they have a free concert happening today, and that is at the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center in Rancho Mirage. It's from 3 to 5:30 of all these budding artists. There's also, you know what? There's so many free events coming up. Kittyland Holiday Fundraiser at Arrive Ice Cream Shop. That happens on the 9th. You're just going to have to look on the website. While you're there, you can sign up for all the free contests. There's Rancho Mirage Holiday Spectacular at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater on Saturday, December 9th. Okay, that's just some of the free stuff or the stuff that you're going to pay for. Desert Ark Attire is a sponsor of that segment of the show. Desert Ark Attire in Thousand Palms. Get all your embroidery and silkscreen and all your stuff done there at Desert Ark Attire. There are a lot of events that you can pay for. They have music up at the Tram. Patricia Welsh, she's going to be on the show. She's been performing with Wayne Newton, Yul Brynner, Robert Goulet. Jim Nabors passed away. I was thinking of these names.
I did see that.
Yeah, Gomer Pyle, Jim Nabors. Anyway, she is at Frank's Place at the Indian Wells Resort. Only $5, you're going to go in there and see a fantastic show. You can order appetizers or dinner from the menu. Patricia Welch, she is there every Thursday at Frank's Place. And every Thursday, $5 at the door. So now through May. So there you go. And she's going to be joining us. And I have some songs. I have to send them over to Sean. And we'll play some of her music when she is with us. So, again, Patricia Welch at Frank's Place, Indian Wells Resort. Oh, Wild Lights at the Living Desert. Teresa Caputo over at the Agua Caliente. California Desert Corral. They have shows on the 10th, 13th, and 17th. Palm Canyon Theater is doing awesome this year. Barry Manilow's Gift of Love. You can still sign up for the luncheon for Angel View. Celebrate the Lantern Festival. I will be the MC for that event. That is on January 25th. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a sellout at Ironwood Country Club. It is every single year. Tickets are $125 per person, and it's going to be just a ton of fun. You can go to their website, angelview.org. Of course, Angel View does a great job throughout the entire Coachella Valley. All right. Whew. Taking a breather. We're going to go to break shortly here. When we come back, we're shifting gears to travel. We have a lot of travel news. We have some travel guests. I have a humongous prize that I'm going to give away. It's pretty darn big. But you have to want to go. And we're going to talk. I'll call you before to make sure you really can go to this. All right. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.